Welcome to 20 Minutes and 2 Beers In. I'm JD.
Hey, everybody. This is Bobby.
Episode 167, and we have a special guest this week.
Absolutely. We have Danny Cheskis from SportsMockery.com. It's a Chicago sports website. Joins us to talk about the website and opening day.
He does, and he talks about how the website works, and it's a little bit different than you'd expect a sports website to work because they really get the fans involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only can you interact with them by commenting on their tweeting at them, and they'll tweet you back,
yeah.
You can also file your own reports, and they'll throw them up there.
We butted heads.
We did. You got into it about Jared Allen.
A little bit. No, he was a great sport. And
you took him off topic, too, with your Jared Allen. He was like about being a 24-hour, what it means to be part of a 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah.
And you just jumped in, stealing right away from there because you had to get your two cents in about Jared Allen.
I did interrupt. but he was a good sport.
Absolutely.
Great interview and a wonderful website. So I'm excited for you guys to hear what that's all about. Mm-hmm. And we've got some beer to talk about, too.
We do. We've got two different beers going on this week, JD. I'm drinking the Lucid Air Enlightened Ale, which is kind of like a wheat beer. It's brewed and bottled from Lucid Brewing in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Really good. It doesn't have that wheat beer view. You know, you see the cloudy beer.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that. It's got good flavor. If you're a wheat beer fan, you're going to like it because it's different from the other ones. If you're not a wheat beer fan, I say still try it because it's actually pretty good tasting beer regardless.
And I have a beer from Finch's Beer Company in Chicago, done with Threadless. And you're a fan of Threadless.
Yeah, the Threadless T-shirt company. I love them.
This is a IPA, India Pale Ale, 6.0. It's a really good IPA. It's got that hoppy taste, but it also is really smooth. Big thank you to one of our listeners for providing this for us. Definitely very, very delicious. But Bobby, you have some music for us.
I have some music, and it's going to lead us into our interview with Danny Cheskis. JD, this music is by the band Fan Farlow. They have a new album out called Let's Go Extinct. You can get this track from them for free. Just go to fanfarlow.com, enter in your email address. They'll email you this track for free. The song is called A Distance. Cheskis he's the senior media editor with SportsMockery.com, a Chicago sports news and rumors website. It's controversial, abrupt, and ultimately fascinating. That's their tagline. Danny's joining us. He's not only here to talk about the site, but about this upcoming baseball season. And he has a unique perspective because he's not only a White Sox fan, he's also a Cubs fan, which
is
Danny...
Is that even allowed? Is that
Danny,
allowed?
I think this means that you not only drink Miller Lite, but you'll also drink a Bud Light Limerita. Is that how that works?
I drink anything that's put in front of me. Old style, I can't do old style. I did a keg, my buddy for his 21st birthday at Western had a keg of old style.
Ooh.
And that's the worst hangover I've ever had. And I didn't even drink that much of it. And it's still getting a headache.
It's an instant hangover.
Yeah, that's a drinking beer, or a drinking game beer. That's what you got to use that one for.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about Sports Mockery. How'd this come to be?
So basically, the founder, Chris Burhans, had a few friends that he would always talk to and always chat with, whether it was email or, you know, who knows, maybe back then AIM. But he basically, you know, said, we're all sitting here talking about Chicago sports. Why not make a website and have more fans interact. A lot of times it's just you get one perspective or you get the media's perspective. We're more so about the fans interacting. If you comment on our Facebook page or leave a comment on the site, generally we'll respond. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really good to get the fans involved like that.
You guys not only are trying to interact with the fans online, you guys also get out there and you guys go to events like this upcoming one that you guys have for opening day at the Cork and Kerry. So you guys get out there, meet the fans, talk to them face-to-face.
Yeah, we did. We tailgated at the Stadium Series Blackhawks Penguins game a couple weeks ago. And then, yeah, we're doing Cork and Kerry at the park. I believe it's on 33rd and Princeton, right by the south. And we're doing White Sox opening day. We have Billy Pierce coming to sign autographs and take pictures. I mean, he's obviously Hall of Famer. He should be in the Hall of Fame in my opinion. Jersey retired by the White Sox and stuff. And he's also done a bunch of stuff for Chicago sports cancer charities. I believe his website is Cancer Baseball Charities. But he is a great guy.
Yeah.
And you know, just like you said, interacting with the fans. Going out, a lot of people don't know who we are yet, and that's changing quickly because, you know, we do go out, we meet people, we do a bunch of free giveaways. So, yeah, we'll be at Cork and Kerry the opening day for the White Sox, and then we're also doing a promotion up in Wrigleyville at Beer on Clark for the Cubs opening day. So it's another event. Say you don't like the Sox or you don't like going to the area, we'll be up in Wrigleyville where everyone seems to love the surrounding bars and atmosphere.
How's the reception been so far for Sports Mockery?
It's really been good. It's interesting to see how many people have different opinions on things. Most of the people that write for us are, you know, Southsiders. They grew up on the South Side. They've, you know, watched a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, you know, the casual fans are... Some of them are smarter than other ones, and then a lot of the diehard fans think that they know it all, and they don't. So it's really interesting to see the dynamic. And, you know, when we go out to the events, a lot of people will say, like, oh, hey, I read your stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hasn't been that long that we've been around, and already we're kind of getting, you know, a lot of good feedback. And a lot of people like the site because, like I said, it's not your general news that you're going to find everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff like all the new food at the cell. It's stuff like that. Where
sure.
It's kind of the off-brand stuff and not the stuff on ESPN or some of the other major networks.
Well, it's nice because, you know, I'm a diehard football fan, so I'm going to ProFootballTalk.com probably like 6 times a day just to get my news. And if you're a diehard Chicago fan, you go all over the place. You go to the Tribune's website and see, and now they're doing a lot of pay content, so that's not fun. You go to ESPN, but ESPN's...
Yeah.
Not always the best, and the ESPN Chicago stuff, I haven't really found a lot of great news on that. So it's good that somebody's found that niche area of, hey, if you want to know about Chicago sports, you can get every single piece of information here on our website. Is it tough now to try to, because you guys, if you guys want to be that website for everybody, you have to be out there in front of every single story. Is that tough to get to spend all that time? I mean, it's kind of a 24/7 job
really
for
is.
You guys.
And we all have jobs. I mean, this obviously is not our job.
Yeah.
We have jobs that we make money on and, you know, our regular 9-to-5s like everyone else. So, yeah, there are times. I mean, when the Jared Allen story broke Wednesday morning,
yeah,
I believe it was.
Yeah.
To interrupt you real quick, Danny,
Oh, no.
I just think it needs to be out there that I'm a Viking fan.
Oh, no.
It's almost too soon. It's
full disclosure, he's a Vikings fan.
No, go ahead. No, it's, hey, yeah, I'm happy he's going to be, you know, still playing at his advanced age.
Oh, come on now.
But anyway, continue. Sorry, when that story broke.
Advanced age, we still got 8 good years of Jared Allen football. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to re-sign him, renegotiate year after year. The Bears, and it's funny, too, because I got in a Twitter battle with, I don't know if you guys saw the story about how people on Twitter, Vikings, quote-unquote Viking fans, I don't know how many of them were actual fans,
right?
Calling Jared Allen a traitor.
I saw that.
And spelled traitor wrong.
Yeah.
So I responded to the first one on there, and I said, you know, whatever, I took a shot at him. And then he's coming back with, you know, all the stuff, oh, well, you're just jealous because Julius Peppers went to the Packers, and just stuff like that. And it's like, listen, guy, I would take Jared Allen over Peppers any day now.
Absolutely.
And I said too, the Vikings have had a great free agency period.
Yeah, we really have.
They've made a lot of good signs. It's like, focus on that. Be happy about that.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, burning your Jared Allen number 69 jersey.
Well, Danny, I'm a Denver Broncos fan, and so I'm used to actually winning games, and JD's not. And so, but I think it was 2 weeks ago when they were talking about Jared Allen going to the Bears. And I texted JD at night. I was like, oh man, did you see this? How bad would that kill you or burn you inside if you saw him play? And he texted me the next day, like, oh no, it wouldn't hurt at all. He's so old now and he'd cost so much money. We don't need him on the Vikings. And then I come into the studio today and I look at him and he's like, oh, that Jared Allen, he really, and I'm like, what?
No. You know, it's like a pair of shoes. You have a few, you know, certain amount of good wear and tear out of them, and then after, yeah, you can still wear them, but they're not quite as good as they used to be. Anyway,
he's still getting double digit sacks. We're going way off track.
But you do have really in depth pieces, like the Jared Allen piece, and like one today, Wiley, the Chicago Cubs are worth twice as much as the White Sox. I highly recommend people go to sportsmockery.com because that was a fascinating read just about the economics. So you guys really go beyond the stats.
And I'm trying to be more of a Saber guy.
Yeah.
I think Saber metrics are important just to know. You don't have to base your fandom on them, but at least understand some, and that helps with contract too.
Sure.
You know, if player A is doing this much and player B, I'm a huge fan of Jonah Carey, who writes for Grantland, and I read his first book about how the Tampa Bay Rays, the extra 2% is called.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about all the Saber metrics, about how little deals and little contracts and little things like that add up over, you know, time. And it's, you know, it's good to look at it and at least know about it, but at the end of the day, at least have your own opinion about it too.
Sure.
You don't have to agree with it just because the sabermetrics say so. There's also the eye test that everyone has to pass.
And a lot of people
don't know about, you know, the White Sox as far as the neighborhoods. People that don't live in Chicago or aren't familiar with the area, they've tried, I mean, they tried moving them to St. Petersburg, I believe, a decade ago or a little longer than that. So, I mean, this has been going on forever. The area, they've tried to make better, and they haven't really. They've built a few things around there, but, you know, it's interesting to look at because a lot of people just look at the books and, oh, the Cubs are just more popular than the White Sox, but there's a lot more reasons why.
Yeah. Another interesting thing I think about your site is that you guys can anybody can really write for you guys if they want. You can submit your own work. You guys have a place where people can submit things so long as they, you know, they write it in, they put in like their sources and everything like that. And you guys, if you guys like it, you'll throw it up there and they can be a contributor. Who came up with
that? Even if we don't like it, we'll throw it up there.
Yeah.
That's the way I kind of became involved. They've always kind of had that idea to, you know, let the fan speak their mind. I grew up on the South Side, and a lot of people that founded the site did too. Chris did, Matt Eastman, Matt Zawaski, all grew up on the South Side. So a lot of their friends on Facebook are friends of mine, mutual stuff. Shows up in your news feed, I would comment.
Mm-hmm.
And after a couple months of that, Chris kind of approached me, hey, you should write, you know, a couple articles. And a lot of people don't have that, you know, that space to do that, or that, you know, if you can't dedicate, you know, 5 hours a day, go ahead and write. If something piques your interest or you want to, you know, we accept everything. Now, some posts we will put that it's a guest post because some of the topics that come in are a little outrageous.
Yeah.
And the thought process is not all there, but we'll still publish it for you guys. I mean, when people write, it's, first of all, they're taking the time out to do it. So obviously they care.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the point of the site, too, is it's about the fan. So we allow them to speak their mind. And then they'll see who agrees with it and who doesn't by the comments.
Nice. Well, one thing you do delve into, and it is baseball season, believe it or not, even though there's still ice on the ground, is really breaking down the Sox and the Cubs. And there's an interesting article you guys had on your site about everything Rick Hahn has done for the White Sox. Looking at how the Sox are building for the season and for the future, where would you place them in Major League Baseball right now?
The Sox are scary because of all the unknowns. You have Abreu coming in who's never played Major League Baseball. You have John Banks, who had a not-so-good year last year. I expect him to bounce back this year. With the offense they have, they can make a run. No, you know, yeah, the Tigers are monsters, and they should win the Central. But nothing's guaranteed. So, the White Sox offense can make noise. Their bullpen might be the biggest issue, just in terms of winning games and that little push that they can get, you know, three in a row instead of two and winning series and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The offense, I think the offense will be fine, to be honest. They have a lot of guys that can hit 270, 280. Dunn's going to strike out a lot, but he's also going to get home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully with Adam Eaton leading off, if Adam Eaton can get on base, people like Abisail Garcia that nobody's talking about right now in May, they're going to be talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they could get – a wild card isn't insane to think about. I think their best chance is to win the division just because the AL East is – the best division in baseball. It's not even close. They have four teams that should be in the playoffs every year that just can't overcome. You know, Baltimore should be good. Toronto's been getting better. They just an 88 team win, you know, winning team at 90 wins a year just almost doesn't cut it. So I think if the Sox were in the NL, I think they would definitely compete for a playoff spot. I don't know if they can make the playoffs this year. I think they will be better than people expect, though.
And moving then to the other side of town, the north side, they're in a tough division. They you know, the moves you're looking again, reasons to come out to the ballpark in Wrigley is got to be the youth movement, but Baez is not going to be there yet.
That's surprising. Are you surprised by that?
Baez, the whole Baez thing too is a contract thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. I believe it's if he doesn't come up within the first couple weeks, they get a whole year of control on his contract. So it moves from 6 years to 7 years. So that in 7 years, that will actually make a difference,
sure.
Even though it's hard to look at now. And then, you know, just the arbitration stuff. I, as far as just baseball goes, I would probably have him on my roster opening day just from a baseball standpoint. But he also does strike out a lot. I think there's no point in rushing him, because I don't think the Cubs are on the cusp of greatness mm-hmm. this year. So there's no point in rushing him. I would polish his skills. Obviously, his bat speed is incredible, and he can break windshields with his home run
yes.
in Arizona.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, he's as can't-miss as I've seen in a while.
Well, who are the other players that Cubs fans should be excited to see playing at Wrigley Field this year, aside from the eventual call-up of Baez?
I mean, I think Rizzo and Castro are going to be better. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way neither of them hit 270, 280 this year. Baez will come up eventually, I think, probably more July, August. In the early days, I mean, it's tough. They know who they are. I don't know if Denny Green is involved at all, but they do know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good.
We know.
And they know it. You know, they know it's not good, but it is getting better. And they don't have enough starting pitching.
Yeah,
they really don't. That's their biggest issue right now. But yeah, I mean, Baez is there. Chris Bryant will eventually get called up.
Sure.
When your starting third baseman is going to be Mike Gold, it's, you know, you can only go so far with
that. He had a good training camp.
That's training camp. We'll see. I mean, yeah. If his eye vision, you know, his eye problems, I don't know if he had surgery or what happened with it, but they supposedly treated and fixed it and healed it. I mean, that could help. And he's not a bad player at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also an audition for him and players like Darwin Barney for trade possibilities, so they could actually get some, you know, actual prospects that are going to start at the major league level in here.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of trade possibilities, is Jeff Smarja going to be there all season?
Nope. I think they told him that, too. I know his condo went up for sale, and I know he's renting it to Darwin Barney.
Yeah.
But I don't think – the problem is Jeff Samardzija believes that he's a number one pitcher in the major leagues, and he's not. He's a really solid three. He would be a decent two, but he's more of a third guy, and he wants to get paid like a first guy, like an ace of a club, and that's not going to happen. So I think – the problem is I don't know what they would get for him either, because he's serviceable, but he's not going to knock anyone's socks off either.
Sure.
So I don't know when they would trade him, and I think they're going to be patient about it, but they also want to make the move before – they kind of go forward with all the other minor leaguers they have.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you coming on and talking about the website and kind of opening up about opening day coming up. You can follow Danny on @pmillershy and also read his stuff at sportsmockery.com. Thanks so much, Danny.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. And I held the girl closer than was safe.
Take what you want from me. A big thank you to Danny for joining us. A lot of great stuff on the website. You have to give it a read. It's got a bunch of wonderful articles where they get really in the minutia of stuff. It's really great.
Absolutely. So big thanks to Danny for joining us. You can also follow them on Twitter @SportsMockery, and they always tweet out what their articles are whenever they get a new post on there. So
speaking of mockery, how about your music this week, Bobby?
I'm going to get into the story behind that on third
giant
beer.
Steaming
it was not
pile.
It was a
curly
cue. Right. I didn't know. I did not test out the track before bringing it to the
show.
Why
would you bring it to
because
our fans?
I was so confident in Fan Farlow's ability, because I'm basing this on previous knowledge of their music. I thought we were going to have a stellar track coming in here. It's not bad. It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
I didn't bring the new Boston, and I'm a big fan. I played that in the very first
episode.
Well,
why don't we hear
one.
What you have to bring, JD?
I'm going to
let he who has not sinned cast the first stone right here.
I'm
okay?
bringing some rock. I'm bringing Wolf Mother. They have a new one out, and this one is a little bit harder than what we've had before from them. They are kind of a 70s throwback band, but great stuff. The new album's called New Crown. The song is Enemy Is In Your Mind. It's got the heavy drive. You know I love a heavy driving guitar.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying it's their best stuff, but definitely better than what you brought.
I will say this. When you heard my song, did you think, okay, I don't have to bring that good of a track to this table? Because your song's not bad, but I'm just saying you barely beat my track
out.
You
threw me a softball.
You barely beat. Yeah, and you decided.
It was more than
you
barely.
Held back. You held
Wolf
back.
Wolf Mother rocks. Wolf Mother rocks.
Well, I will take it. I will agree with you that you got me this week with music. You beat me this week with music. I will start the questions off first with our six pack. But before we get to that point, we need to start our own music for
and
six
we
pack.
Should start that now.
Now. That was a little off. It's going. JD, first question. All right, buddy?
Yeah, bring it.
There's been, this year, we have the $25 corn dog from the Arizona Diamondbacks, which is a bacon, cheddar cheese, just craziness corn dog. The White Sox are bringing us a bacon mac and cheeseburger, a 3-pound split banana split helmet.
Yes.
I am allowing you to be the chef here, buddy. Make the ballpark treat for the fans for this year that's going to get them in the seats. Or keep them in the seats.
You know, Patty Long's here in Chicago, we've talked about it before for their beer and bacon tasting. They were featured on, might have been Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or one of those shows.
Yeah.
It was just basically this loin with like sausage and these other meats, and then it was wrapped tightly in bacon, and there was more bacon in it, and then they slice it up and you can serve it on buns with a little barbecue sauce.
Whew.
You get the roll of this. I mean, and you don't order this by yourself. You get it with like five, six people.
Yeah.
And you dice it up. So you get that roll for, let's say, $50 and the buns to go with it and the sauce. And you sit down with your buddies.
Take care of your whole section right there with that one.
That's exactly what I'm going to bring. Bobby, the White Sox, speaking of baseball, are replacing their mascot races in the seventh inning, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous because don't change it. It works. Go with the historic players.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Go with the sausages in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But no, they're replacing it with the announcers.
Yeah. Hawk, Steve, DJ, Ed Farmer.
You can take that race to any stadium. Who do you want to see racing?
So are you telling me I'm taking announcer races to any stadium?
No, it doesn't have to be announcers.
I get to do a race in any stadium.
It could be a dog. It could be Simpson characters. It could be Archer. You can do whatever you want to do.
I'm going to steal your question away from you. I'm pretty much not going to answer your question.
Wow.
Because
that's not how the six-pack question works.
It's how it's working right now.
After 167 episodes, you think you would have...
I'm just going to steer this question in my direction. Okay.
Let's see where
I don't like the races.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm not
fair.
A fan of... I don't care about the races. I think the White Sox doing an announcer race is hokey because of a number of reasons. First off, Hawk Harrelson, is going to get too big of a head about this thing, and he's going to be yelling at whoever is running behind it. I wouldn't be surprised if you miss Hawk Harrelson for the bottom of the seventh because he's left the booth to go talk to whoever was running in his character to make sure that he was, dadgummit, you weren't running for that. That was a can of corn you had in front of it. That's what he's going to do. All right, so here's what I want you to do if you're
put it on the board! Yes! Stupidest thing ever.
that was an interesting homage you just gave to him. Maybe. I'm going to say this, JD.
Stupid.
If we're going to do it, if we're going to do this at the Cell, don't let Steve Stone. I want Steve Stone to be an active non-participant. I want whoever races in Steve Stone's character, as soon as the gun goes off, he just turns and walks away from it. Because you know Steve Stone up in the booth, when they said that to him, hey, Stoney, we're going to do this, you're going to be racing. He's like, what's that have to do with baseball? No, I'm not going to take part in it.
You can't find a bigger purist than Steve Stone.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm not going to take part in this. You just know.
Let's talk baseball.
He's going to turn around and walk in and just, like, his character is just going to open up like a baseball encyclopedia and just sit down cross-legged in the field. That is what I want to see happen with that race, JD. All right. Long-winded answer, JD.
Bring it tight.
I needed to do it.
I'm going to be quick.
Clemson and Belmont played in an NIT semifinal. They're not even at Madison Square Garden yet, JD. But when Clemson beat Belmont, the Clemson fans stormed the court.
Storming.
For shame. I am a very liberal storm quarter, court stormer kind of guy.
Stormer.
Court stormer kind of guy. I'm pro court storming.
Okay.
Except in this situation.
Nobody's
Have you ever seen a situation as bad as storming the court when your team has beat Belmont in the NIT?
And I'm going to go with an athlete, yes. Gus Frat headbutting the corner of a stadium, messing up his neck. The kicker, Grammatica.
The flying Grammaticas.
Was it Martine?
I think it probably was.
Who blew out an ACL celebrating. That's who I'm going with. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Control your celebrations. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes.
Is it Degrassi? Degrassi?
Degrassi, I believe.
Is doing Cosmos. I've watched a bit of it. Very interesting. What show do you want to see him host next? Because he's got the voice. He's bringing it.
He does. He does a great
bringing
job.
Bringing the intensity they with even, evolution.
He even did that, didn't he? Like, they've set him up for a weird situation. Like, they had, like, a wolf come after him, and he ran after it with fire. I was like, a scientist scaring off a wolf?
Hey.
Is this really happening?
No, he's an astrophysicist.
Astrophysicist.
Yes.
I think he could be the new Bill Nye the Science Guy.
So he could want to do a science show.
Give him
a
science show.
Like,
he makes it interesting.
He's not bringing back the Love Connection. He isn't bringing back Press Your Luck. He's going to do that.
Are we not... I'm going to ask you this
right
now.
Big Bucks, No Whammies, and stop!
Are we not impressed with how long Fox has allowed a black man to be their Sunday night primetime person?
You're getting political on us.
I'm just saying, like, you got... Part of me was thinking, are the like the fourth or fifth time they have him on, are they gonna make him call himself Cleveland Brown so that he's not alienating all these other? Because look at Fox fans, all right.
Do you know Fox? Oh my God, oh,
Fox!
God, really?
You know that normal Fox watchers are like, what is this? Who is this? So they're like, we need somebody familiar to these people. They're not used to seeing a black person on our channel. They're used to Cleveland. He's got his own TV show. Sir, Mr. Doctor, can you please just call yourself Cleveland Brown from here on out? Did I just bring down our podcast?
Oh, my God. This is Fox. Not Fox News.
Yeah.
This is Fox.
It's Fox. Anyways, JD, to get us back on track, I want him doing a Bill Nye the Science Guy-esque science show, because I think he makes it interesting. On Fox, yeah. Make him be on Fox. Make him be on Fox. JD, team cast.
You can't come back.
I'm coming back with this. Final Four, team cast. I had no idea what team cast even meant.
Correct.
CBS, Turner Sports are combining up to do this thing called TeamCast, wherein the teams that make the Final Four, they're going to bring in homer callers for those games. Okay, so let's say Florida is playing Michigan State in the Final Four. They're bringing in two announcers from Florida, two announcers from Michigan State. You tune into TBS, you're going to get the person from Florida. You tune into, like, I think it's True TV, you're going to get the homer for
Fox
Michigan State.
Fox has a lot of minority hosts. They do.
They have a Wayans brother on there now, right, with New Girl? They have one of the...
Well, they have a number of programs with minorities. You're saying Fox doesn't have minorities?
Mm-hmm.
Right, anyway.
I'm saying they're not the most diverse network out there. And people who view Fox, what do you think their demographics are? Especially on Sunday night, you have Bob's Burgers, you have The Simpsons, you have Family Guy.
You.
Yeah, like a 30-something white dude.
True.
And then I think Fox News. What I'm really thinking of is the Fox News people.
Yes.
Because you know that Fox, I guarantee that Fox, because it's a show about evolution, we're way off track here.
We are.
But that's fine. We're going to keep, because here's what I was thinking.
Fox, took off
kudos,
his glasses,
I did.
Folks.
I took off my glasses, and I don't usually wear glasses. I wore glasses for this segment,
just for the
so I to take them off. Because if you think about Fox,
yes,
Rupert Murdoch, conservative TV network, okay, Fox News, you have a show that's leading Sunday night programming that is teaching us about evolution,
well,
and which they're
it's on Fox, FX, FXX,
yeah.
And
everything, every channel.
National Geographic.
Yeah.
I think it was supposed to be just started on the National Geographic channel, and then Fox.
Yeah.
Know, whatever.
Simulcast on everything.
I enjoy the show, and I really think
I love it, too. I think he's a great host.
I think he should bring back Love Connection.
I think it's really funny. I think Rupert Murdoch is in Australia being like, bloody hell. That's not
so you're
even,
saying Rupert Murdoch is a
racist. Oh, man.
Is what you're
I don't know
to
what
say.
I'm saying. This is JD, by the way.
Oh, no!
So, bringing us back to my question, JD. CBS, also a conservative TV network.
Oh, my gosh.
They're bringing in homer callers for their sporting events.
Oh, gosh.
Who do you want, if you got to have a homer call your game, your Final Four game?
My Final Four game.
Who do you want calling your game?
I think they got some great announcers, but you have to bring back. You have to
Degrassi?
Bring back.
Is he going?
Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's who I'm calling. Gus Johnson and Neil deGrasse Tyson. Bring it in.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
You get to end this. What's your parting question here? How are you going to end this with the way we've been going with this one?
I know there's nowhere to go.
There is nowhere to go.
Let's talk music.
Mm-hmm.
Lollapalooza sucks.
It does. It's terrible.
The lineup is horrible.
I'm not excited about almost all of the bands.
What could Lala do to bring you back? You've never gone. I've gone once.
Yeah, full disclosure.
What could they do to bring you back?
What they could do is do a number of after shows all around the area where you're at. They already do after shows, but if you do a number of after shows, like small venues that are playing shows during Lollapalooza, I will go to that. Like if you say Bleachers is playing, they're playing from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock on this date, and then from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, if you have your Lollapalooza ticket, you can go see them play at the Vic, or you can go see them play at Shuba's, or you can go see them play at the Underground. Like, stuff like that. That is what would bring me into it. Make your ticket work that way.
Simulcast it on Fox.
Wow. All
you
right.
know what? We're going to get this train back on the tracks. Bad to say after what happened with the Blue Line
this week,
in Chicago. But hey, when we come back, last call, one stop away.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you...
Bobby, my last call story comes with beer.
Delicious.
It is. But instead of beer and peanuts, how would you feel about beer and brains?
No, not a fan.
In honor of the season finale of AMC's The Walking Dead, Philadelphia's Dock Street Brewing Company will be releasing a beer made with a ton of special ingredients, including smoked monkey, or not monkey. That'd be awesome, though. Smoked goat brains. Besides the brains, Doc Streetwalker is made with, your basic malted wheat, oats, flaked barley, and cranberry. The brewers were unsure about what to include in the beer, but said, and I quote, "Screw it. Let's use brains." The pre-sparge brain edition provides this beer with intriguing, subtle smoke notes, Doc Street said in a press release. In true Walker fashion, though, don't be surprised if its head doesn't hang around forever. Dock Street is a pale ale stout and is advertised as quite possibly the smartest beer you'll ever drink.
Smart brains?
You love the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
very
love
excited
beer.
For the...
Would you drink it?
Well, I drank a beer made out of a man's beard earlier this year, so
and
I guess I'd give it a... I guess I'd probably give it a whirl.
All right.
JD... this comes from England.
Jolly old England.
Researchers at the British Museum have looked at a corpse of a woman, a mummified Sudanese woman. So it was dating back over 1,300 years.
Okay.
And they made a find. She's got some ink. She's got a tattoo.
Is it a tramp stamp?
You would think. It's on the thigh.
Okay.
A little risque area. It's a monogram for the... They've interpreted it as a monogram for the Archangel Michael. It's stacking the ancient Greek letters spelling Michael on there. They've previously found that symbol on mosaics and artifacts, but never on somebody's skin. So it's on the thigh of this woman. They think that it was there. They said it's possibly to help protect her is why she would have had that on there. But you and I, we both know.
It was a lick and stick tattoo.
It was.
It wasn't real.
Do you think there was like a moment in time after she got the tattoo where she was regretting this one?
Yeah, she's like, oh my gosh, I should have got a cougar.
Man, should have,
barbed wire.
There was a butterfly that looked really cool that day, but I went with this one. I don't know.
I was going to get a tattoo of my boyfriend's name.
In Celtic lettering, it was going to be really neat. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And it's not brought to you by Fox News. Fox did not bring that one out there.
Well, a big thank you to Danny.
Danny Cheskis. Yep.
Of sportsmockery.com for joining us. And give their site a read. They have a podcast as well. Give that a listen. But, Bobby, how do people find us?
Well, you can find us at Two Beers In. That's on Twitter. That's the number two Beers In. You can also find us on Facebook. Follow us. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can email the show.
Give us a rating on iTunes as well. That'd be great. It helps us move up so more people can hear.
Yeah, and you can email us at 20minutes2beersin@gmail.com. See you next week, everybody.
Oh, my God.